I'm Jane Robinson. In the chop and sulk of a North Atlantic swell, with candle tallow, string and wool to sew us into winter, we round Hag's Head, make anchor and eat stale bread, row ashore to find a village shop with cigarettes, perhaps a wilted cabbage. We feel our way across streaming hillsides, build cairns on hummocks. Horse sound lies somewhere off the chart, obscured by low cloud, or is it graphite, chalk and soot? We could be drinking prism-split water, licking the horizon, lapping at carrageen fronds rimmed by tiny crustaceans, with lips salt cracked and arms burnt by the wind, the swell lifting us out of our shells, we might seek those lost at sea or the fishes composed of their spirits. That poem is from the opening pages of my collection, Journey to the Sleeping Whale, published by Salmon in 2018. At sea grew from my experience as a child on family expeditions, camping and exploring the coast of Ireland in very small boats. And with its frequent marine imagery, the book Journey to the Sleeping Whale commemorates an epic voyage my father made later under sail alone in a homemade boat called Pangerbawn. And well before it became mainstream news, he was aware of climate change and also the need for conservation and connections to the world that extend beyond humans and the news. In this age where technology and economics seem to be swamping normal human life, can we resist by observing our natural surroundings closely? Is it enough to observe closely?